What is going on, fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives, Make Money on the Trainer podcast. It's your boy, B-Mark, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how getting burned by a mentor sucks. It sucks. It's not fun. It's not a good experience. And the truth of the matter is, like, I want to have a conversation with you guys about mentorship because I've been getting a lot of DMs from people being like, yo, got scammed by a previous mentor. I paid this guy 10 grand and he called me a bitch and told me my content wasn't good. And then he didn't give me any strategy. And like, and then every time I reach out for support, he's like annoyed. It's like, dude, this is like a pretty consistent thing happening on social media. So I want to talk a little bit about my perspective of bad mentors, what to look out for, you know, and just how to view the situation. So first things first, I'm a person that believes in mentorship. Okay. I believe in the system. I believe because I currently have two business mentors. You know, I have one that helps me with like my mindset, and then I have another one that helps me with my business. So I believe in mentorship. And I'm like, guys, if you're personal trainers and you're asking people to pay you money to be their mentor, you better be fucking investing in your own mentor, because it's like, you can't subscribe people to the system that you're not subscribed to. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Okay. So for me, I'm a big believer in mentorship, and especially as a PT who's able to pay them, you need to be willing to invest in yourself in the right mentor. Now, that being said, like, what do you do if you've actually, you're like, you know that, and you're like, Brian, I know that, but I invested in a mentor and I got burned. And like, the dude didn't message me back, or they didn't give me the results or whatever. So first things first is I want to shift your perspective a little bit, because let's have a conversation about this. Number one, in every industry, even you think about doctors, massage therapists, chiropractors, personal trainers, even gyms, right? We've all gone to a gym that sucks ass, and we've also gone to a gym that's awesome. I mean, if you think about chiropractors, I've gone to a chiropractor that wasn't very good. I've also gone to a chiropractor that was awesome, right? I've had a personal trainer that wasn't so good. I've had one that's awesome. I've had a massage that wasn't so good. I've had a massage that was awesome. And so in every industry, you're gonna see people that are awesome. You're also gonna see people that are not, right? And if you have an experience with a person that might have burned you in the past and might have left you with a bad taste in your mouth, understand that every single industry on the planet is going to have good examples of what to do and bad examples of what to do. And you might have just had a bad example. And that sucks, because especially if you felt like, you're like, dude, I didn't have the money for that and I spent all of it and now I'm fucked. Like, I get that. I'm not taking that away from you. But understand that every industry on the planet has good mentors and bad mentors. And like, that's part of the game. Okay. So that's number one. The second thing I want to talk about with mentorship is like, and I want to have a conversation with you guys and be like transparent, but also not blame or shame. Okay. Because what will happen, let me know if this has happened to you before, right? You're in the mentorship program and you reach out, you're like, nothing's working. And then they're like, it's your fault. You know, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, right? So it's like, there's a lot of like blaming and shaming, right? And so I want to get away from that. And instead of, because like, then people will come to me and they're like, yo, Brian, you know, I've got burned by my previous mentor and it wasn't fucking good. And then all of a sudden, like, I reached out and like, I realized that like, I'm the fucking problem. It's me. I'm the problem, whatever. And people almost get into this like blaming and shaming type of shit when it comes to like mentorship, where they're not doing well. And then they start like getting mad at themselves for not doing well. And then they take all the responsibility and they're like, it's my fucking fault. So instead of playing that game, I want to ask you a simple question. And the question is this, it's a yes or no question. Did you follow the blueprint? Okay. Did you follow the blueprint? That's number one. And if so, like, let's say you're like, yes, I followed the blueprint. Okay. So you followed the blueprint and you didn't get the result, then what happened? So it's like, if you follow the blueprint, didn't get the result, and reach out to the mentor, and the mentor's like, well, there's something wrong with you. It's not the blueprint. That's a fucking problem. You followed the blueprint, nothing happened. You reached out, and the mentor like kind of like ghosted you. That's a fucking problem, right? Or maybe you follow the blueprint, and you didn't get the result, and like you reached out, and then the mentor tried to support you over and over and over again. Maybe it wasn't actually the mentor. Maybe the blueprint just sucks, okay? So that's number one, is like, did you follow the blueprint, yes or no? Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. The second thing is, this is important too, was it the right blueprint? Guys, don't just hire the fucking first mentor you see on social media, okay? There's like thousands of different mentors that you guys could hire for different skill sets. Thousands. And if you want to hire a business mentor, like I talked to a guy on the phone the other day, he's like, yeah, bro, I just Googled business coach for personal trainers and I hired the first dude that I saw. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, why would you do that? I'm like, of course, your experience with mentorship isn't going to be good. You hire the fucking first person you find on Google. Like, dude, do your research. Like, look into some of the students that these mentors are posting. Like, look into some of the client results that are being posted online. Like, see how legit this actually is, right? So like, do your fucking research to make sure that the blueprint is actually valuable. It actually works. Okay. So number one is, did you follow the blueprint? And then if you did, what happened? Maybe you reached out and you got in shit. But if you didn't follow the blueprint and you didn't take action, like that's another conversation. So like maybe it was you because you weren't the type of person that takes action. And that actually, like, it's a funny story is whenever I talk to a client that's like, bro, I've been like fucking shafted by a previous mentor and like I got screwed and all this shit. The first thing I say is, I'm like, okay, cool. Tell me about the experience. And then I see what they open up about. Do they open up about, and then I'm like, okay, like how much work did you do? And sometimes, like, you guys, like, sometimes you don't follow the mentor's blueprint because they tell you to cold DM 100 fucking people a day, which is stupid as hell, right? So you know that something's off and you're just like, you can't figure it out, but you know that something's off. So like, I get that. But I always, like, whenever somebody tells me that they had a bad experience with a mentor, I always try to figure out, like, what part did they play? Because oftentimes a lot of people will either blame or shame and being like, what was me? It's my fucking fault. I did all of it. Or they go to the opposite end of the spectrum where they're like pointing the finger and being like, it's all their fault and I had nothing to do with it. And I think the answer is somewhere in the middle. Like, it's likely that they didn't have the blueprint, and it's also likely that like there was something to do with you involved. Okay. So that's the second perspective, is like, what part did you play in this, like, in this mentorship? That's something else to consider. Now, if you've been burned by a bad mentor, I think the third thing to consider, and I think this is really fucking important, is all of us have had a negative experience with a previous relationship. All of us. All of us know of an ex, we can think of one right now, that like let us down. They broke our fucking heart. They like cheated on us, or they lied to us, or they let us down. They said they were going to be there and they weren't. All of us have had that experience. And yet we continue to date. And the reason that we continue to date is because we know the right person's out there. So point number one I made in the podcast is, like, you need to be subscribed to the fucking system that you're trying to sell, okay? Like, you are trying to sell mentorship to other people. And so you yourself must be subscribed to that system of mentorship in order for you to be in integrity and asking for money. If you yourself are not subscribed to the system for mentorship and you're like going out there asking people for money, you're going to attract freeloaders, because that is exactly what you are. Now, if you're listening to this, you're like, okay, I get it, but I already invested and I had a bad experience. Let's like really break that down. That bad experience, like, first things first is, like, what part did you play? Not from a point of like blame or shame, but like, did you do the blueprint? If you did do the blueprint, the answer was yes. Okay, cool. Like, you didn't get the support that you needed. Was the blueprint not working? It wasn't valid, whatever. Let's figure out exactly what went wrong. And then let's not, like, this is the most important fucking thing, right? When you have a bad experience with a mentor, it can literally taint your perspective of mentorship for the rest of your life. Let me know if you feel like this. If you're like, yeah, I had a bad experience with a mentor, never hiring another mentor again, which literally is just shooting you in the fucking foot, like, straight up. Like, if you're like, I dated one bad person and now I'll never date again, like, that's just shooting yourself in the foot. So like, part of point number two, if you've been burned by a bad mentor and you haven't got the results that you wanted, is really just like forgiveness. Number one, forgiveness of yourself, because you might have gotten duped, or you might have like made a bad decision or a rush decision or an irrational decision, and it didn't lead to the outcome that you wanted. So instead of like beating yourself up, blaming or shaming yourself, just being like, yo, like I forgive myself. Like, I was doing the best that I can. That's number one. And number two, forgiving the mentor that actually wronged you is really important too. Not for like their sake. It's not like you're going to jump back into their program and like send them $10,000 more. Like, that's not what I'm saying, but like, forgiving the mentor that wronged you so that you can move on in your own journey, in your own business, and you don't hang on to any negative feelings about mentorship in the first place. Because if you have a negative perspective of mentorship, of the system, it's going to be really fucking hard for you to convince other people to get mentored by you, AKA join the system of mentorship, because you don't feel good about it. So how can you authentically convince somebody else to join the system when you don't subscribe to the system yourself, right? Does that make sense? Third thing is, like, we've all had a negative experience with a mentor. All of us. We've also had, for me personally, you guys, like, I've hired people that said they were going to have my back. They said they were going to look out for me, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, like, I look at my Facebook ad account and they've spent like $60,000 of my money in 1 month and we didn't make a single dollar back. So I've had that. Like, that's happened to me. Did that stop me from hiring Facebook ads managers? No. Was I a lot more cautious with the people that I fucking brought on my team? Yes. And so I think that like having negative experiences actually allows you to like figure out what you're looking for and what you're not looking for. But the key is to not hold on to that negativity and just like let that be like a guiding force in all of your decisions. All right. So guys, that is it. That is all. If I could summarize this, I would say like, make sure you vibe with the person, you know, like as a human, consume their content, like see if they're actually genuine, you know, go to some of their client social media profiles, see how you feel about their content in general. Does it give you an authentic feeling? Does it actually look like this is the person that you're like about to hire? Does it like feel good when you're watching their content? Do you feel better when you're consuming their shit? Like make sure you're doing all these things. And also just understand that like, guys, like you're not going to make the first, like the right choice the first time, every time, unless you join the Change Jobs Academy. I'm just fucking with you. Not really. But like, we really focus on like making sure that when people join our program, that we give them the best possible experience. And like, obviously we're not perfect either and we're doing our best, but I think it's really important that you find somebody that you actually are like, that you vibe with, that you're inspired by, that you get value from. Because if you get value from their free stuff, you're definitely going to get value from their paid stuff. That's like that's the goal. That's the purpose. So guys, that's it. That's all. I hope you have the best day of your entire life since the day your mother had you. If you're getting value from the podcast, making sure that you're subscribed. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, etc. Also, if you love the podcast, if you could screenshot, share it on your Instagram stories, or also give me a review on the podcast, those things help immensely. Have the best day of your entire life. I hope you guys have the best day ever. Talk to you soon. Peace.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.